Hello and welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen.
And we are recapping today's finale.
Well, last night's finale. Which has now, surprisingly, dragged on for another night.
Seriously.
Which is tomorrow.
They would. They didn't even let you plan accordingly. They just popped on
that. I think the first thing we really need to talk about is Chris Harrison because in the beginning, he's like, no one knows this yet, but you are watching the most dramatic. Like, does he think this is Ripley's or Believe It or Not? He's just like making shit up.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
Barely dramatic. Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I guess it wasn't like dramatic. It was kind of dramatic, I guess. But like, I never saw the season with like Jason Mesnick already do that?
Yeah. But his was off screen. His
right. And like a normal person.
No. He was also cheating on Melissa. He chose this girl, Melissa. And then Molly was his runner up.
Okay.
And he chose Marissa. I don't fucking know. She was like a Texas cheerleader. She was like this bitch. I can't describe her cause I don't remember. That was 25 years ago. And then it turned out like scandalously that he had been cheating on Melissa with Molly the whole time. And then he left her.
Was this after the
final
rose?
And she found out about it. Yeah.
So this was like they went.
No, I don't know. No. It was between the time it aired and after the final rose, which is live. I think. Guys, no, don't quote me. I literally don't know. Okay. But I just know that happened and it was so fucking scandalous.
Well, I was just thinking like was this actually the most dramatic finale ever? Did that already happen before? But it sounds like that happened off screen and like after the
final
rose.
Here's why this fucking, they wanted to make this the most dramatic season ever. So I just feel like I'm quoting our shirt that we sell.
Check it out at shopetches.com.
It's sold out. So I think that the way that they decided to do it is to fucking blindside Becca.
That was fucked up.
Put this, oh my God, you will be seeing the first live unedited breakup on television. It wasn't dramatic. It was just him staring
at
her.
10 minutes of uncomfortable silence with like whimpering.
I was like literally just fast forwarding it and still nothing happened. And it was just him just staring. She's like, you can go. And then he just sits there for 10 more minutes. And he's like, okay, I'm going now. 15 more minutes and he's still there. And then he decides to get up because he wanted her to like hug him or like when he fucking decided to like pet her back and she's like, don't touch me.
He was just like, I would just be like,
I can't
believe you're fucking doing this to me on camera.
Yeah.
One, like, but actually she made her look like really good because everyone was just like, he's a fucking douchebag. And almost like it was better for her that he did it on camera because she looked like you really felt for her as opposed to them kind of just telling you that it happened. You're kind of like got to see her just like go through all like the emotions of hearing about this thing. Although in the moment it probably sucked, but I feel like to America, she looks like, you're like have much more empathy for her.
I don't like, I usually have a lot of empathy. I didn't really feel anything when watching that. Like she wasn't really crying. She was just like whimpering. And then he was like forced crying. It didn't feel genuine to me at all. Like
he told her before, like, oh, I'm kind of still feelings from think about Lauren a lot. They're probably having phone sex.
Scandy. I want to know what that conversation was that they said with Lauren.
That he like had a call with her or something.
And then that's when you realize that things are good. If I were Lauren, I'd be like, fuck you, dude. You chose the other girl.
Yeah, she's not going to do that, though. She's like, not. Doesn't have like the like.
Okay.
I was looking at her. Okay, first of all, Becca doesn't have an Instagram. I was looking for it last night.
I think she's going to be the Bachelorette.
It doesn't exist.
Do you agree?
You think?
Yeah.
I don't like her that much. I want Becca Tilly. I want the other Becca to be the
Becca
Bachelorette.
Tilly.
I want Becca Tilly to be the Bachelorette.
Right.
Okay. But you're right. She'll probably be the Bachelorette. I'm not like a huge fan of her. She's like fine. But she doesn't have an Instagram. So like kind of respect, I guess. And then Lauren's Instagram is like so fucking stupid. It's all like terrible puns. Every single caption is just like a terrible, terrible pun. And she like thinks she's like so cute and clever. But she clearly has like nothing to say.
Well, I think that we should just rewind a bit and talk about the episode itself. So like first it starts with Ari's family and Lauren comes to meet
I like family. How Ari's family is like, well, what's the thing about Ari's family? It's like, we're all assholes. Yeah. Get excited.
They're all pretty like asshole-ish.
Yeah.
So when they speak to Lauren again, Lauren just cries again and tells the mom that she just has a lot of feelings.
What the fuck is going on with Ari's mom?
What?
It's like face.
Well, you know, when you get older, your nose grows.
No, I feel like she's had some weird work done.
And then it's all just mushed. Yeah, she's also like, Deutsch.
Ari, I like how the dad just kept saying Ari Jr.
Ari Jr. He's like, yeah, I'm the original Ari, bitch.
Yeah.
That was like literally boring. She is the most boring human on television.
Yeah.
I don't think there could be anyone more boring.
I was reading this Vulture article. It was like all of Lauren's like 96 lines of dialogue like written out. And it's like, hey, I'm Lauren. Italy is beautiful. Oh my God.
I'm struggling through this process.
Yeah.
And oh, man,
the thing about me is it's hard to open up.
She's such a fucking, when she was like to the dad, like, you know, I struggled so much through this process, but when Ari reassured me, I just felt like we can get through anything. Like, you're an idiot.
Right. And it was just like the entire time his family, he's like the whole relationship. The best was when the sister goes like, didn't you say you had a previous relationship where you felt like you couldn't have a conversation with the girl? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Isn't that kind of what's going on now?
Right. Yeah, but him choosing Lauren just proves everything we've been saying this whole season, which is that he just wants a hot blonde bitch who doesn't say anything and just yeses everything he says and just like...
They never had a conversation about anything.
Nothing. It was absurd. Zero. They didn't talk about one thing.
Right.
He just wants to have sex with her more and more. He's just attracted to her. And the less she has an opinion, even though he's like, oh, I feel like Lauren's opening up, when she really just like, oh, I can't wait for our dog to meet, like that's the most she opened up,
right? So it's like it's probably she wants the dogs to meet so that they can talk less, just like watch the dogs bark
each other.
Yeah, but no, he even said to her, like, I think he said, I like was there was that first date and then gave you that second like back-to-back date because I just like really wanted this to work. Like, I really wanted this to work. It's like he's not saying any valid reason why he really wanted this to work besides like she's really hot.
Yeah. I really think
he didn't say anything about her that was like,
granted, she is very hot. Like, she's
beautiful.
Beautiful. But like, come on, dude. Like, have you have to know if she has like a pulse or not. The funniest thing was when she like sat down and wrote in her journal. I swear to God, I thought she wrote like, I love lamp. Like, in her journal.
What like, was the, why did they have her writing in the journal?
They both were writing in their journal about their experiences, probably because they can't tweet or like whatever. Did I say tweeter? They can't tweet.
Well, I'm glad she has internal thoughts to write out.
I really wonder. I would do anything to read her journal.
Yeah, it's probably like not that interesting.
It's probably so, but that's why it'd be so.
It's probably
funny.
Like today was slightly warm. yesterday was colder.
I felt a breeze.
Ari is nice.
I'm falling more and more in love with Ari every day. Every date gets better and better. I can't think of why or anything, but what's Ari's last name again?
It's just, I mean, he tells Lauren that he loves her and then proposes to Becca 5 seconds later,
it's
too.
It's so fucking ridiculous. Like,
I don't know what's the matter with them.
They all pointed that out. Like, even Becca, the other Becca, short hair Becca, was like, well, like, obviously, if he was so conflicted an hour before, maybe he just wasn't ready to propose, which Seriously. Is so fair.
Do you want to hear his, he had a tweet, he put out a tweet that sounded actually
like
a
Trump,
lot,
right?
Yeah, a lot like Donald Trump.
I saw that on the Sup,
yeah,
on Sup's Instagram. And
I'll read it for the
viewers
at home.
By the way, follow us up, it's Betches_Sup.
Wrong. People will always come and go, and I want strong dialogue before making a final decision. I still have some people that I want to change, always seeking perfection. There is no chaos, only great energy. That doesn't even make any fucking
sense.
And
it was like capital wrong, like capital W, capital energy. It was very weird. And when the Sup posted that, I honestly, it was like, who said this, Trump or Ari? And I thought it was Trump. Yeah. I thought the answer was,
I mean, Trump has like weird tweets like that. I don't know. It was just like, So fucked up.
Oh, wait, so now Becca's date to meet the parents. And that was one of the funniest dates I've seen in a while, because his parents don't give any fucks and they just
just say whatever they want.
They were literally just bringing up Lauren the whole time. Yeah. So
how do you feel about Lauren?
So Lauren's been engaged and she blah, 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 blah. And Becca's like,
and I kind of get like her irritation with even being like in the running with Lauren, because she's like, Lauren doesn't he's an idiot. Speak. And like, I have like a personality and I'm like a real person. And it's like, he has me like up against this like blow up doll.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Ooh, that's a great comparison.
It's just like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I would, it's like almost insulting for her probably to hear that she's mentioned so much just because she's like such a fucking dud.
Yeah, no, I agree. So during but that was really like the funniest.
Yeah.
The funniest thing, because they all kept
usually they don't.
Up.
Yeah. Usually they usually don't mention the other they person. They don't. At all.
And even the dad's like, you know, both of you are fine. I'd be happy with. I like yeah, pissed myself you said that to her. Because also Becca was smart enough to call it out. She was like, so, yeah, if I hear the word Lauren one more time on my date, I'm literally going to flip a shit. And then she was like, so the dad just told me he doesn't give two shits which one he picks.
Basically, I mean, I'm sure he does. Like, they also just met both of them. I'm sure they're all on their bet. You can't tell from meeting someone one time if you think they're, one, a good match for your kid, and two, like, which one's better. They're both on their best behavior.
Right. I wrote this down just to remind myself to talk about it. I, like, can't, like, put myself in Lauren's shoes. Like, I can't understand. Okay, Sammy said this. She feels like an empty shell. Right. And I kind of see that in the sense that everything she says doesn't feel genuine. Like, it almost makes me feel she's like an actress. And I don't
think she's an actress. Like, I think she just has very little depth.
Yeah, but even that, like, sometimes even dumb people or, like, people with depth are genuine. Like, I don't know if Tia is the smartest fucking crayon, but I don't know the phrase, the idiom.
The sharpest
tool in knife some in the crayon shed. Box.
the brightest crayon in the box.
Yeah, brightest light bulb in the drawer of light bulbs. Okay. I don't fucking know.
Anyway.
Like, Tia, I don't know if she, I could say that she's the most brilliant, and I wouldn't say that she has much depth either, but at least I felt a sense of, like, it wasn't fake when she was speaking.
I didn't feel like it was fake. I just felt like she, even like looking at her family, like her hometown date, like she has this like very uptight, like,
oh, you're not Lauren.
Yeah, yeah. Lauren, like non-loose, non-like able to, like kind of like an almost like conservative, uptight family where you like everyone kind feelings. Of just says things that are like appropriate.
Right.
And that's probably
military dad. Yeah.
Right. So it gave me the feeling like it wasn't like necessarily that she was even dumb. It's almost that she's just like so like anal or like, I don't know, like,
very reserved.
What's the word constricted, almost like her whole body, even like her body language is just very like uptight.
That's very possible.
I don't know. I got a weird feeling from seeing her hometown date. It made me like uncomfortable, like she lived in a museum,
but it confused me why someone like that would ever want to expose themselves on The Bachelor.
Right. That is weird, but like she's probably not also not that bright in addition to being like that, and also like she's the kind of person who especially given that it's Ari's season, would do well on The Bachelor. He like exactly what she's looking
for. Right, because Ari also doesn't have much to say except on Twitter. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't really, like...
He's just... Now he's, like, trying, I feel like, to, like, show some, like...
to show his multidimensional personality, which sucks. Is bullshit. He really, truly, really, truly, truly, really, truly sucks.
I keep remembering when I, like, liked him back on Emily's season. I was, like, rooting for him. It's weird.
Yeah. One of my notes is...
You think you know someone.
In caps. She's so boring. Please help me. I want to know am I the only one who feels like she might... What if she's an actress?
People said Chad was an actor. Like, I think it's like if you go on a reality show, you kind of have like Hollywood dreams.
Yeah.
I think anyone who's on The Bachelor, if someone offered them like an acting gig, would probably be into it. So yeah, in that sense, I think she's an actress. I don't think she's more of an actress than anyone else on that show, though, in the sense that they don't really have any like career ambitions, and like they would love to just be like a singer, writer, actor, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Nick, whatever the fuck his last name was on like some Santa movie thing. Like, they're all trying really? To be actors casually. Yeah, he was in some like weird Christmas movie.
I need to see that.
Let's get to the rose ceremony.
He had the date with Becca. He had the date with Lauren, and she was like, I'm so in love with you. What are we going to do? We're just going to, you know, fuck our dogs the whole time.
Both dates where I felt like so boring.
And then Becca gave him that I liked her until she gave her that fucking book from like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and like, and our future baby. Like, are you kidding? Okay, her first page on that book was their first date. The second page was stickers of fake dogs where it's just, we both love our dogs. That's literally what it said.
When does she even have time to do all this like scrapbooking? Do they take her to Michael's in Peru?
Yeah, right. Like she did paint by numbers. Like, oh, there's so much time on my hands.
No wonder you like think you're in love with this guy. They probably like lock you in a room and force you to scrapbook your memories with him.
Like, and like, how did she print it? Like, did she go to like get it, like order it to get, oh,
probably
my pictures of Ari
like a
here.
Hotel lobby printer. She's waiting
can
for the
dial. Can you imagine
dial-up.
That? Like at the hotel office, you know, where they have those like one computer.
Right. I'm thinking of the one in like the Fountainhead.
Yeah. Yeah. And then her journal was so, oh my God. It really, I was like, I liked you, Becca, until the fucking book came out. I really want to see that book.
Clearly the producer is like helping her journal.
And then he goes, looking down at this, it made me remember our story. No shit. It was like the story.
Yeah. It just also, it's your story's like 4 weeks and it's happening currently.
Yeah. You're like in it. Like, what are you talking about? They messed up with this fucking Ari guy.
I have no idea why they picked him.
Zero idea. And he has the audacity to wonder why everyone doesn't like him. Like, are you kidding me? He's shady McShadester.
I think he thinks he like was going to come off as this genuine guy, not really like that everyone was going to tear him apart because like they can like search into his past and see like through him.
So let's go. So the rose ceremony, he's just like, yeah, you just can't go through with it. To what's her face?
Yeah.
That was also just like,
Also, do you ever notice this? On like The Bachelorette, a lot of the times they will break up with the guy before the rose ceremony. They won't like subject them to that. The Bachelor never does that.
They never, because guys have no feelings. Right. They're all dicks.
They never do
trust
that.
A guy.
They're like, oh, like let me let you get all dressed up. It's funny because like Becca made a speech. You know how like usually like.
Yeah. But, so did
like,
Lauren.
No, I don't think she really did.
Yeah, she did. She said some shit and he's like, yeah, that all sounds great, but I can't go through this. And she's like, I'm confused.
I don't even know what to say.
Don't understand. I still love you. And then she got in the car. She's like, why even try anymore? You weren't trying this whole time.
Right. Like, yeah, like how are you trying? Italy is beautiful.
Wow. Amazing job. Look at these views at Machu Picchu. So fucking stupid. But then, okay, then he picks Becca. The whole thing didn't feel genuine to me.
Well, the most annoying thing about is like he picks Becca and he's like, I can't wait to like have kids with you and like spend every day with you. And then like when I was watching him break up with her later, he was like, I just feel like I've always been really upfront with you.
Yeah.
Like, right. Is that fucking upfront?
Right.
Like to say that to someone and propose to them and then take it back. That's not, it's literally the opposite of being upfront.
It's so fucked up. I just like,
being upfront would be like this. Like, I feel like I want to propose to you because like we're at the end of this show and I'm feeling like all these strong emotions, but I have to say I was really conflicted and like it's not I'm not totally 100%
well,
there.
Well, you can't really say that. And then will you marry me?
Or don't propose. And that would be being upfront. Be like, I think this is the right.
I think the move was can't propose because he's so conflicted. But you know, this whole thing really pissed me off the most because here's Ari, this huge pussy. Excuse me, I rarely say that word. I only say it about people who deserve it.
Yeah, I'm trying to say wimp, but it doesn't have the same effect.
I hate that word. He's a pussy.
But there's no other word that really you can use.
And I also don't like that's the word to relate to a man who's not strong. But either way, whatever, however you define it, that's what it is. And here's why it really pisses me off. It's because he gets to choose Becca, try it out.
Right.
And then say, I tried it. Now I'm going to Lauren. Like, and now he's so conflicted. Now he gets the leisure of trying both girls. And it's like the whole time when he was walking out of that house, I was so like genuinely pissed because it was like, okay, you just left Becca like in your trail and like just hysterically crying. And now you're just going to go run off into the sunset with boring Lauren boring Lauren. And like, I really wish that Lauren would have the sense to say no to him because that's what he deserves.
I think they deserve each other. She's like, I feel like he's going to give her exactly what she's looking for and he's going to, and like vice versa. Like they're both like very shallow people. I think there's not much going on and like Becca will come out in the end, probably better, whether she's on Bachelor in Paradise or
that's true.
The other thing, what is it? The Bachelorette.
Yeah. The Bachelorette, Winter Games.
I don't know. I kind of felt like just the idea, like even the breakup, like fine. The fact that he did it on like national television was like, I'm going to now embarrass you.
Right.
And like,
that was that
tell,
the whole time.
Tell you and the world that like, I've been thinking about this other girl this whole time. There's something that's not there. And like, I've been talking to her and I like, really
like
her.
It's so selfish. Like, let's think about, well, we could ask Amy Kaufman this next week.
On a side, not next week, on Thursday, actually.
Oh, Thursday.
We're going to have a special bonus episode where we talk about the After the Final Rose. And we have Amy Kaufman who wrote a whole book called,
we talked about it in the last episode. Yeah. It was Bachelor's called Bachelor Nation.
Bachelor Nation.
Like a big expose on like the behind the scenes of like the production of The Bachelor and like the manipulative nature of it, which I'm actually really excited for.
Yeah.
But
that'll be out Thursday afternoon.
I think
please.
We should definitely ask her about like, what were the steps that Ari needed to take in order to get this televised, right? So like, even emotionally, so he decides, and who are all these people filming them, like, you know, playing chess and like doing all that shit? You know?
Yeah. They never do that. I'm confused. Like why they film them after the show's end.
Right. There's something there that I feel like we don't know. And that's why I really want to ask Amy, because unless
Do you think they planned this?
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying.
He was like, I really can't decide. And they were like, choose one. You can like, we'll like film it. You can go back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's so weird to think people have these like crazy ulterior motives. Like no one just does anything like genuinely.
Right. No. I can't trust anyone.
And especially, obviously like The Bachelor, you kind of expect that. But it's like almost like the levels of manipulation are just like so tiered. And there's so many of them.
I mean, just think about the fact that like, okay, let's say it wasn't all staged, right? Let's just, for the sake of like believing in bullshit, let's just say it's all staged. He had to have decided he didn't want to break up. He wanted to break up with her. Decided to call the producers and say, this is what's going to happen. Do you guys want to film it? Like, or he was like, what do I do? And they must have been like,
we'll film it.
What
they're
going
to let him go
like,
again.
What if he was, no, they would never. What if he was like, can I keep the ring and give it to Lauren?
You think he's going to propose to Lauren? I don't think he's going to do that. I feel like that would be too, it would be like too absurd. Like everyone would totally hate
Everyone
him.
Would boo him.
Right?
What a dick.
I don't think he's going to propose.
But okay, so let's think about it. So he calls the producers like, this is, Beck and I aren't working out. I can't stop thinking about Lauren.
Right.
And this is what I want to do. He's like, they're like, all right, wait, let me get a camera crew.
Let me get the camera crew. We'll just totally,
we'll choose a meeting point.
Yeah. We'll bombard her out of totally nowhere. We'll bring the camera crew and you can do it on camera.
Yeah. Like,
and he's like,
lie to her about what you're meeting her for. And she's, cause she even did like a camera interview.
I wonder if they paid him to like agree to do this.
Right. Those are things that are going through my head right now. And then they bombard her. Then she sort of cries in a way that doesn't feel 100%. Like the whole time when that was happening.
You think she knew that this was going to happen?
I'm not.
Everyone's an actor.
You know how I have the mentality of don't trust anyone or anything you see on TV. Like The Hills when they removed the backdrop. There's something that doesn't feel right to me because
they're not telling us.
Yes, there's a colonial woman churning butter on the plane. Because if Lauren seems like an actress to me and Becca's crying seemed like acting to me, it all felt like he was sitting there for too long. It all felt weird.
He knows that he's also being filmed. So he wants to seem like he didn't just like leave, that he's like coming back to check on her, that he's like sticking it out for the hard conversation. But like, he's not doing shit.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Okay, if I were her, I know I'm being filmed, I don't think, I mean, also I'm not Becca and I have a flair for drama, but I would be like, are you fucking kidding me?
She literally said,
she said, are you kidding me? I can't believe this is happening. I have no words. Those are the max amount of like, that's the range in which
she's also being fucking filmed. Like she probably understands that.
I would literally just be like, get out. Like, get out of my face. This is it. Get out. You're done. Like, we're done here. But instead, she just sat there.
I don't know. Different people react to, like, being broken up with in different ways. I could see just kind of, because you're kind of like, you still, like, love the person. You're angry at them, but you're like, what the, it's also like, what the fuck is happening? I could see, like, I did, like, feel bad when she was like, I had, like, my whole, like, life planned out.
Yeah,
like,
you
I had, like,
my future
right. Like,
under
I had,
me.
Like, we, like, you're, he was probably talking to her about, like, oh, we're going to have kids and we're going to do this and we're going to be together and you're going to move here. Like, blah, blah, blah. Now you have to, like, kind of, like, reevaluate, like, your whole like life.
Yeah. The most, but then he had the audacity to just sit there silently and stare at her crying. Like, that was the most ridiculous. Like, why is that? That
I can't believe they let the film for just like 10 minutes unedited.
And that was our most dramatic season. That was not dramatic. That was boring.
Yeah.
That
was the end, I was like, it's enough. Like, I don't want to watch this anymore. Yeah, like, it's enough.
The whole time, I wanted to know what her ex-boyfriend is thinking.
He's probably like fucking thrilled.
He's probably going to go and get her. You think? What are the chances?
I think she's over it.
I think she'll say no just to be the Bachelorette.
I think it would be like really weird if she like got back. I don't know. I don't think she's going to be the Bachelorette. I don't think she's likable enough. I don't think she scored highly enough.
You don't?
On the
I think we should do some digging. But
I'm still voting Becca Tilly, even though no one else has given her
in Jordana's poll that she has with herself. She is voting for Becca Tilly.
Do you want to play a game?
Let's play some games because I can't like drill this down any further. It's really just there's something going on. There's something they're not telling us.
And you know, we have another episode on Thursday, so please check it out because it's like gonna be a really good one and it'll be your last chance to hear us bitch about Ari again.
Okay, let's play some games.
You wanna do
Jards?
Yep.
Okay. Jard sauce. Okay. Bachelor games. Shoot, fuck, marry Ari, Juan Pablo, and the Chad.
The Chad. The Chad is a legend. I don't know. I really can't imagine marrying any of these people.
Right?
Although Juan Pablo got married, so.
I think
I'd have sex with Chad. He is really good looking. He's really
good. Definitely can't get gross. It up. He's on so many steroids.
Definitely on steroids. But of all these, I don't like accents, really.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't mind accents. I think I would. But marrying Juan Pablo, he's like. Sucks too, but he's a nice little girl kid. She's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Camila, I don't know what I would do. Camila. Like, honestly,
all these are really terrible.
Juan Pablo, okay, the mic is broken. The Juan Pablo was 10 times more dramatic, I think.
Well, Juan Pablo just like didn't play by everything. Here's why it was more dramatic and why they like shit on him so much is because he didn't play by their rules. He was just like, I'm not taking this seriously, and like I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck I want. Like,
right, and but he's more. I would, he's more commendable for, is that the right word? To like, I respect him
he
more.
He picked a person.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He picked Nikki.
I mean,
Nikki.
He picked, but then said, I'm not ready.
He said, I'm not ready to say I love you. That's like fucking like props.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I respect him way more than fucking Ari, who was forced to play by these dumbass rules.
Yeah.
And then ends up hurting everyone in his way and then ends up being like hated for it. And it's still just fucked up. He also like lied, said I love you. I'm still not. I think
that's
it's
what I'm saying.
Even,
like, okay.
I think it's even more fucked up that he said I love you to both of them before they agreed to have sex with him.
It's kind of funny because we talk about this in the U Up podcast actually that there's like guys who like think they're who like the worst kind of guy is Ari actually because he thinks he's a really good guy, but he's actually an asshole. Whereas like the guys like Juan Pablo are like more like in the moment like fucked up, but they're at least like being real. Like they're dicks, but they're like, at least they know they're dicks and they're not trying.
Enough.
Right. They're not trying to pretend like they're like really good guys. It's like the guy who, like tells you he doesn't want to be in a relationship is better than the guy who like keeps sending you mixed signals like for a long time. Cause he doesn't want to seem like an asshole.
And he does it right. But really he is the asshole the whole time. And it's,
me and Regina know we're mean.
Exactly.
It's true.
So shoot, fuck, marry. We have to answer this, Jordana.
Okay.
This is the most dramatic shoot, fuck, marry ever.
I'm gonna have sex with Chad. I'm gonna marry Juan Pablo, and I'm shooting Ari.
I can't really imagine Ari's creepy ass fingers touching me on any place of my body.
Right.
Especially my collarbone, where he tends to touch everyone. So I'm going to get rid of him. I will definitely marry Juan Pablo. So I'm in agreement with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather be dumped by your fiance on national television? You're not on The Bachelor. This is just random. or lose 3 toes?
No offense to anyone who only has 2 toes.
I mean, it's like not offensive. I'm just not desirable.
That's what I'm saying. But I would rather be dumped by my fiance on national television if I'm made to look good. That's a stipulation.
You can be, you can act however you want to
Right.
Act,
okay. Right? Yeah. That's me.
What
about
keeping
you?
Your toes?
Yeah. Because that you can get over. What am I going to like try to pay for prosthetic toes?
I guess it would depend how intensely I really believe that he was like the right guy.
I thought you were going to say it depends like how intensely I need my toes.
I mean, I'm not a basketball player or anything, but I would like my toes. It's really hard to like balance or like, I really like walking. I feel like that'd be difficult.
And it'd be easier to get into shoes.
Three toes?
Two toes.
I think it's hard. I don't know. It's harder to walk in them. I don't anyway.
Know, man. So what'd you do?
I don't know. They both seem like pretty devastating.
I agree.
I think I'd rather be dumped by the fiance just because I like to walk.
Yeah, but also you can just get over that. Like that's something I mean, you can, that it doesn't have permanence.
Right. And if it happened, it probably means that like we weren't right for each other.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Would you rather be Becca right now or Lauren B?
Which one's the Lauren?
The Lauren.
Not Lauren from...
No, like this Ben. Lauren. Becca or from both this season.
This season.
We're assuming that he gets back with her.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather be Becca.
Because then you don't have to spend...
The rest of my life with Ari. Dumb fuck.
Yeah, I feel like Becca looks like she's coming out on top now anyway.
She does. I agree. She has a better like light around her in terms of like PR, I think. Like she can use this story.
Lauren looks like an idiot.
And spin it around. Lauren doesn't really, she's not only does she look like an idiot, she has the nickname dubbed by us Born Lauren. and now she has to spend the rest of her life with Ari Lion Dick.
I don't think they're gonna be lasting.
She has to take the last name Lion Dick. Like that sucks.
Do you think they're gonna last?
I don't care.
I hope they have a very dramatic breakup. So one more thing is that I didn't see him picking out a ring with Neil Lane.
I know, but Neil Lane did come into his house.
I mean, I missed that?
Yeah, you must have. There was a knock on the door. There appears Neil Lane. And
well, if he didn't know until the morning of, did he just pick a ring that he was going to give to you? That's really personal.
A boilerplate ring. While it was pretty, he was prepared to give it to either of them. And that's
beautiful.
So... Yeah, that's like...
Nothing says forever like I could have given this to a different girl.
Girl, like a minute ago. Yeah. Like how... That's such a slap in the fucking face. And she... Also, Lauren's like... Lauren said the most insightful thing for Lauren when she was like, he just told me he didn't know what to do. He shouldn't be proposing. She said that in the car. And then she was like, I feel like he made a mistake. And
I've made a huge mistake.
When I watched that, that's all I wanted is Job with his like, I've made a huge mistake. But Neil Lane was just like there. I wonder when they're going to change sponsors.
I don't think ever. I feel like they've got a pretty good thing going on.
It's forever with The Bachelor and Neil Lane.
I wonder how much those rings cost.
The Bachelor's going to end soon, man. I have this feeling.
I don't think so.
They need to pivot. They need to do something because even when I was watching them write their fucking journals and how fake it all was, and they were playing this like tune, like this, like
the Jay-Z song was on,
you know, like some bullshit, like it was on Lifetime, and I felt like everyone's going to see through this now. Like
I think the ratings are still pretty good.
No, their ratings this season sucked.
I feel like the finale ones probably did well. That's probably why they forced him to.
That's why they forced that edit. I really want to get down to and find out what was the, like, how they tricked her.
Right. Well, tune in on Thursday. Maybe we'll have some insights into that.
Yes. So tune in, listen next on Thursday. I'm so sorry.
A few days from now.
What day it is. And if you guys have any insight into anything we talked about or like Ari or whatever, you see anything crazy on Instagram, email us at bachelor@betches.com. And after Thursday, we'll be back for the next season. So
yeah,
don't miss us too much. We'll miss you though.
Miss you so much. All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.